Known as one of the greatest basketball players of all times. In his sophomore year, he failed to make the varsity basketball team due to his height. He was only 5'11" and classed as too short to play at that level. Quote from this player, "Whenever I was working out and I got tired and figured I ought to stop, I'd close my eyes and see that list in the locker room without my name on it. That usually got me going again." He didn't make excuses. Instead, he practiced hard, perfecting his game, his burning desire to be the best, his refusal to quit, to persevere, to practice, to do more than the minimum, eventually led him to being one of the greatest basketball players of all times. He would make small goals for himself in his life to achieve bigger goals later. Brethren, what is our small goals each week on becoming a better Christian? Our nuts and bolts in the growing each week. I personally like the vision of the list. Do we see our names on that list as Christians? Let's look at the goals we as Christians are wanting to achieve. Let's go into the first goal. Our goal is drawing closer to our Creator, to study His way, maybe during the week listen to a sermon, studying a subject, praying daily to refresh your goals as a child of God. So with us drawing closer to God each day, what's the nuts and bolts of this point? Let's turn to John 15. John 15. I don't have it marked, but I'm sure I could find it. Let's see here. John 15, verse 4. John 15, verse 4. "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." We must abide in him each day. Work at putting his way in our lives. We must be different than the world. People must know that to reach our goals as Christians. Let's go to point two. Don't give up on that daily goals. Let's go over to, we're going to stay in the New Testament. Let's go over to Colossians. Colossians 3. Colossians 3, and we're going to be in verse 23. Colossians 3, verse 23 through 24. "And whatever you do, do it heartily as the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ," that inheritance. We must work diligently towards our goals as Christians, always thinking about doing the best job possible. And when we fall down, we must get back up and continue on with the work. We have been called into the plan of God, and being part of His kingdom is what we're seeking. Let's go to point three. Don't lose sight of your goal. At times we must be, sometimes we're slower at reaching our goals. Other weeks we may be faster. and be full of zeal. Let's go to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, which goes into this point. Hebrews 12, and we're going to start with verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is so easily ensnares us. And that's what this world does, ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. I got a little note right here in my Bible that says, repent and run towards God. That's a simple fact, but it takes daily prayer and studying to do that. So the important thing is we must keep running to finish our race. To the end, we can never give up. Small little steps each week help us, help me, helps you in reaching that goal. Goals, for example, staying on a Bible reading plan. Sounds simple? You got to do it every day. Making time each day to go over the notes maybe you heard during the week, or a sermon you heard during the week or on Sabbath. Thinking about where you are and where you want to be. Sometimes we forget about meditation and just being calmly waiting and calmly sitting and thinking of where you need to go. Coming up, also thinking about when we come into maybe a holy day, going into trumpets as we are getting ready to, maybe the Feast of Tabernacles, thinking about how you're going to make that holy day better than the last holy day. How are we going to make this special? How are we going to fulfill it? So let's recap on our goals. 1, draw closer to God. Each week with daily prayer, small studies, nuts and bolts, little things. 2, don't give up. Put in the time and the work. Think about your name on that list and it's staying on that list. 3, don't lose sight of our goals. We must always be running, practicing, doing. I have doing underlined. That's what we need to do. Do. Small little steps. Sometimes fast, sometimes slow. Keep focusing on our goals. If we do this each week, we will become better Christians and change. Allow God to mold us like clay, into becoming part of His family. Becoming part of His family is our ultimate goal. Making it to the end, the kingdom of God, we pray for Thou kingdom come every day. Sometimes scary, but we know it needs to happen. So, who is the greatest player of all times? I referred to at the beginning. You probably already guessed it. Michael Jordan. And he used little setbacks, little stabs to drive him to be better. Not being on that list in his freshman year led him to work harder, which led to, y'all probably already know this, 14 All-Star games, Rookie of the Year, 6 MVPs, 6 NBA champions, the list goes on. Brethren, our little goals we achieve as Christians each week can lead to growth as Christians that can lead to the greatest championship of all times, the kingdom of God. So let's remember our goals.